Welcome to your five for the day. No more beautiful words were ever spoken by man or angels than these. I know God loves me. I can say praise God to that. Say these precious words and believe them, and you will see what a change will be effected within your life. Jesus Christ knows all about you. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. In every situation of life, God knows about you. During every trial, heartbreak and discouragement in the temptations and struggles of life, Jesus knows about us and makes a way of escape. God knows, and he is ready to help. Say it to yourself, God knows about my existence, and he loves me. His eyes are upon me, and I know everything will be all right. Jesus Christ cares about you. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Life often seems like a rat race with dog eat dog, and whoever gets in first gets what he needs, and whoever gets in last misses everything. People can often be hard-hearted and cruel. Circumstances and situations can make life almost unbearable. Many times Satan has filled people's hearts and minds with such tremendous disillusionment and depression that they have, in utter hopelessness, taken their own lives. The hymn writer penned the words, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." I'm thrilled with the great news of God's love every time I hear it. I'm thrilled that God loves me. He knows all about me and he cares about me, my difficulties and my needs. Praise God for that. Say it to yourself, I know God cares about me and will help me. Jesus Christ died for you. But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. No wonder the Apostle John wrote, "We love him because he first loved us." There is a word that is seldom used in today's world, but one which is probably one of the most powerful in our vocabulary. It is the word apodictic, and it means evidence beyond contradictions. It is one of the foremost of words because it relates to the gospel and to Christ our wonderful Lord. When you speak about God, his power, his words, his promises, his grace, his goodness, and his mercy and love, the word apodictic covers them all. Evidence beyond contradiction. Jesus Christ arose from the dead and will help you today. You may say, a dead man has no power to help anyone. He cannot even help himself. Take courage today. His cross is empty. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore, with all power at his disposal. He has the power to set us free from every bondage and situation in which we find ourselves that is embarrassing, improper, humiliating and painful. The very essence of Christianity, the heart of the gospel, and the foundation truth of the church is that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died upon a cross for our sins, and that he was raised from the dead on the third day for our salvation. Jesus is the only way. No wonder the Apostle Peter said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved."